We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Hour three underway. I have to say that hour three is our, right? You know, I didn't know Jim Boeheim's son was on Syracuse until yesterday. Damn, Rick, you really don't pay it. What do you want me to lie? Buddy Boeheim. Great name. Chucking up three-pointers and good player, man. And, just flummoxing West Virginia. They had a 14-point lead, and West Virginia started getting back. But, man, just chucking up the three-pointers, and good for them. I'll always bow down to Jim Boeheim in this way. Not because when a reporter said, talk about the second half for you, he goes, ask me a question. Don't say talk about. But when he was on my show in an off season, he had been head coach of the USA national team that Klay Thompson was on. And I asked him why he never went to the hole. And he said, Klay Thompson is an amazing player, and you will see him go more to the hole next year. He's added that part to his game. He will slash now. He will make cuts and runs, and he'll be available. And Jim Boeheim was right. But then again, so was Mark Jackson when he said, I have the best shooting backcourt in the history of the NBA. Even I, as a Warrior fan, went, not yet. He was right. He was absolutely right that he did. Someone in Portland right now is going, ours is better. 1-800-878-PLAY. Get in and get heard. Actor Taylor Takahashi. How cool is that name? Taylor Takahashi. He will join us. And it'll be cool to catch up with his new movie, Boogie. Boogie Down Productions, KRS-1. I'm in junior high with a B-plus grade. At the end of the day, I don't hit the arcade. I walk from school to my mom's apartment. Also, a shout out to our troops listening on AFN. Come on back.
Indeed knows unexpected demand can stretch your business thin.
Leon speaking.
Like at Leon's Plumbing.
Sorry, quickest we can get there is next Friday.
To stay out of hot water, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius. The best show ever. He's so wonderful. Genius. The best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome. He's a genius.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. If we get the guests, we'll throw them on the air. The way this show's going now, this is going to be another blow off. When it rains, it pours. All right. Well, today, even though it is a Monday, it's a little wraparound because today is the last day of the second round games in the NCAA, and it was a wild first round. We saw 9 double-digit seeds advance. And as we head to this final day today, 4 teams playing are seeded 10th or worse that are within reach of that Sweet 16. Bye-bye. So let's break it down and see what's going to happen. Here are my picks. Rick's picks. Is what we'll do. And actually, in all honesty, when you look at some of the scores, we do have some scores that are they're already in, more or less. So it would be I would be remiss to break down games that are already happening. Like the Oregon-Iowa game right now, a 7 and a 2. Oregon is winning 95-80 with 35 seconds left. So bye-bye, Hawkeyes. You have been blown out by the Pac-12's Ducks. Oregon will go to the Sweet 16 along with their neighbors, Oregon State. What a year for the what is the state motto on Oregon? I'm going to have to look that up. I was going to say for the blank blank state. I don't know what it is, but this is why we have Google. Oregon State motto, she flies with her own wings. That is that is the official motto since 1987, which is replacing the Union. By the way, you can't call the Civil War anymore. That used to be the Oregon-Oregon State football game because there's you can't have anything that has anything to do with the Civil War, even if it's not the same Civil War. All right. We do have our guest with us, and nice to welcome to the show Taylor Takahashi. He is in the brand new film Boogie, playing in theaters right now. And Taylor, it's a pretty amazing story. You're from up here. You're from Alameda, and you go down to L.A. to be a trainer. And before you're 30 years old, you're the leading man in a movie. How in the hell did this happen, my friend?
I'm asking myself the same question. But no, it was an amazing experience moving down here. I wanted to get out of the Bay Area to kind of find myself a little bit, expose myself and challenge myself. I felt very comfortable with a lot of family in the Bay Area and still in the Bay Area. It'll always be home, but making the jump to LA, would have never thought, you know, everyone that I talk to now is like, "Whoa, I didn't know you moved down to LA to become an actor." And it's like, I kind of didn't. I am fully an actor now. But, you know, just being able to meet Eddie and the way that I met him through basketball and through this rec league in San Gabriel Valley, the organicness of that and the purity of that is just amazing. And, you know, him and I, a couple weeks ago after the movie came out, we walked around his block. I had started as his assistant. We walked around his block and we just both couldn't believe it, that it was finally done and it was finally here for people to see. And so just this journey has been one of the most life-changing, if not the most life-changing experience I've had thus far in my young adult life. And it's a lot of credit to Eddie for finding something in me, for help pushing me. And then I'm also very proud of myself for digging in and figuring out how to get this done.
Yeah, Eddie Huang, of course, the chef, the celebrity. And I know that you used to work as a yakitori chef. And it's funny because my favorite mm-hmm. sushi restaurant in the world is Sushi House in Alameda. And mm-hmm. I do love the chicken yakitori there. You just is there a secret on the grill, like what you do on the skewers there?
Yeah, there's an authentic yakitori restaurant would typically use a very special charcoal. They call it like Benchotan charcoal. And it's a very, when it gets going, it almost looks like hollow wood. It's pretty crazy. But what happens is as you cook the chicken will render out the fat. It'll hit the charcoal and will cause that smoke to kind of flare up. And it releases a certain type of flavor that's not just your typical, you know, dark chocolate that we get at the store. It has that special taste, and it stays at a pretty, it's like a steadier temperature, steadier and hotter. And so there's an actual grill that's kind of specialized for this as well too. And so it's really just the charcoal. It's kind of all in that charcoal and a little bit of the technique, and everyone's going to have their own special, you know, whether it's the, you know, chicken thigh or the chicken meatball, everyone's kind of, you know, everyone does it their own way. But it's really all about that charcoal.
Very interesting. So were you St. Joe's Encinal or Alameda?
I was Alameda. Hated St. Joe's. Had a lot of respect for the kids at Encinal. I went to Lincoln Middle School as well too. So we just played against each other all the time. But I was an Alameda High kid.
So, yeah, I know in Hollywood, too, like I remember when J-Lo played Selena, there were a lot of Chicanas were outraged because she was Puerto Rican. She was a Latina, but she wasn't a Chicana. So you're mm-hmm. going to be playing a Chinese basketball star from Queens. Is there mm-hmm. any pushback because of your Japanese heritage? Because, I mean, like I say, nowadays everything gets so touchy when it comes to this stuff.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything in that negative light yet. I'm sure I won't be immune to that. I'm sure it'll pop up, but yeah, for me, I think that the premiere that we had, there was a dude that was like, "I'm from New York, I'm from Queens," and like, "You repped it well." And I was like, "Cool, man." Like the movie hasn't even been out for 10 minutes yet. And you know, you don't have me the respect factor. So a lot of people I've heard from New York are fine with the representation of New York and especially Queens. And as far as the race things go, like, you know, Eddie ushered me into kind of extended the olive branch, over from the Taiwanese culture by allowing me to cook food with him. And that's how I've learned a lot about cultures is through the food, whether that's eating it or cooking it or just learning about it. And so for me, like, I don't represent, there is a long history between Japan and Taiwan. A lot of it is not pretty. I don't represent that era of the two, the two countries, but I'm here to talk things out. I'm here with open arms. I'm here to shake your hand. And if people have a problem with it, then I'm happy to discuss. But you know, I represent who I am, and not kind of the old adage of the history that, you know, the two countries have been through.
Very well said, and I know you got to run here. So last question, repping Queens. I mean, for you and me from the East Bay, we'd probably think, hey, I'm walking here. I'm from New York. So how did you get, like, the Astoria accent or whatever you had to do, or did you try to kind of avoid the accent?
My thought process of was it that I didn't really want to have the accent to it. I think that might have caused more of the possible the appropriation of that. And so we went with just kind of my voice. We went with just kind of the, you know, authentic, you know, Taro Takahashi voice, and didn't try to add any, you know, any twang on it or any extra little accent, because it would have been, I think we lose, it's such an authentic movie. I think we would have lost that authentic factor. I think the authenticity at that point would have kind of been not thrown out the door, but it would have been kind of the chink on the armor. And so we just kind of approached, I spent a good amount of days in Queens leading up to that and kind of pre-production. I'd never been there, but, you know, I kind of got a very, it's like any neighborhood where you just kind of, you see the culture and you see what's around, you see what's available. And you just try to, you know, what would I be like if I lived here? And it's exactly how I approached it. And I think a lot of people can resonate with it.
Watch out, Hollywood. He's got his SAG card. He's got his movie, Taylor Takahashi. Check it out. Hashtag Boogie on all social platforms as he plays a young basketball star. Congratulations on the movie. Thanks for repping the 510, man. And not just Queens, but your hometown. And let's catch up down the road.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate it.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on Sports Byline.
Even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now back to Fat Boy.
Man, that is some messed up stuff. You really hurt my feelings. 1-800-878-PLAY. I love that Taylor Takahashi story, man. I really do, because it, in a way, kind of reminds me of me, and that I never had any desire to be an on-air host. And it just turns out I was really good at it. I couldn't deny it. No. But he goes down there to be a personal trainer. He meets Eddie Huang, and he's like, hey, ever thought about acting? And those are the types of things that people who are jelly, like Hollywood, every single actor and barista and waiter and valet parker, they're all struggling to get parts, and bless them, they are. They're all trying, but it just doesn't. And then it's like, oh yeah, this guy just knew a guy, and then he was good looking, and he could act, and he could play basketball, so he got the role. I guarantee you that this guy Taylor Takahashi is going to get, I'm not saying he's going to be a movie star, but he's going to get a lot more roles. He will. So, congratulations to him. I think that's really cool. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. NFL notes. First of all, the Deshaun Watson thing keeps getting worse. You might remember, as I signed off the air Friday, Deshaun Watson put out a statement saying that I have done nothing but been respectful to him in my whole life, and I will fight this and clear my name. They asked me for a settlement. I'm paraphrasing, but he said he was asked for a cash settlement, and he said, I'm not about the cash like they are, so I will fight it. Well, a lawyer in Texas now has filed 12 separate civil lawsuits alleging sexual misconduct against Deshaun Watson. This is a guy in Houston, a lawyer by the name of Tony Busby, and he has entered them into a court on behalf of multiple clients. They all claim that Watson committed at least one act of sexual misconduct or assault against them. And in each case, Watson is accused of acting inappropriately after hiring a female to give him a private massage. I always, when I think about these, and I've known three, actually, two really well who were masseuses, and they would have their board and they would go to people's houses or their offices. And they were, it doesn't even matter with men, men are dogs, right? But they also happen to be really good looking. And I'm like, you must get some stupid things said to you. And they said, normally people are pretty respectful. No one asks about happy endings, but they'll usually say, so are you single? Or do you have a boyfriend? Which they think they're, oh, I'm just making conversation. And then one guy actually said, you know, maybe the massage would be better if you laid down next to me. And the guy had a wedding ring, and she said, do you want me to tell your wife you said that? And he goes, ah, oh, never mind, I was just kidding. So, yeah. And then you think about, and I'm not putting all athletes under the same banner, but guys who get girls for free, you know, chicks for free, money for nothing. You know, if you're famous and rich and good looking and young, you get girls without lifting a finger. And so I think a lot of times guys do feel entitled. But the league now has confirmed that they have opened up an investigation onto his personal conduct. The the first allegation, excuse me, took place on March 30th of last year. He went to the home of the masseuse. And Watson apparently kept touching the woman with his ding-dong. And she said, it's clear you only came here for sex, isn't it? And apparently he said, I know you have a career reputation, and I know you would hate for somebody to mess with that reputation, just like you would not want to mess with my reputation. So basically, I'll ruin your career. The second lawsuit says that he reached out to a masseuse on Instagram, and that apparently he dropped his towel, showed his junk, and then touched her inappropriately. The lawsuit 3 said it happened on December 28th of last year, said that he also used a messaging function on Instagram, and he said that, yikes, he forced the woman to perform oral sex. She felt intimidated and threatened. Ugh, that's ugly. So those were the first three. And then Busby said there'll be more, and now we have more that they've been filed. As I said, 4 came out, and then he got hit with 5 more today, bringing the total to 12. And almost all of them is just sexually assaulting female massage therapists. And one of them happened a couple weeks ago, it said. He said he touches them with his penis and exposes himself. I think, you know, there are always nuances to things. It doesn't sound like there is here. Like, you could say, look, I had the towel and I stood up and it fell off. But I think even then, a masseuse, if the guy said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I'm embarrassed, I'm sure the woman would be like, hey, it happens, you know. But there's a difference between accidentally dropping your towel and then standing in front of a woman, dropping it, and then standing there like Thor with your fist on your hips. So Watson, as I said, he put out that statement on Twitter on Friday. He said it was a publicity-seeking plaintiff's lawyer. Now, the Texans. Like, the only good thing the Texans had was Deshaun Watson. Everything has been so sour. Sour. Bill O'Brien. DeAndre Hopkins. J.J. Watt. Freezing State. Hurricane Harvey. Team sucks. All they had was the NFL's leading passer, who's in his mid-20s and is as valuable as it gets. This is all they have. So the statement from the Texans is this, quote, we became aware of a civil lawsuit involving Deshaun Watson through a social media post. This is the first time we've heard of the matter, and we hope to learn more soon. We take accusations of this nature that involve anyone within the Houston Texans organization seriously. We will await further information before making any additional statements on this incident. Now, is it possible that someone gave him a massage and said, oh, I want money too? Anything's possible. But, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's 12 instances of smoke here. So Lisa Friel, the NFL senior vice president and the special counsel, she's a lawyer, she said, I became aware of the lawsuits on March 17th, contained various allegations of misconduct by Houston Texans player Deshaun Watson, and I am writing to let you know that the league has opened an investigation into these allegations and to request the cooperation of your clients in the investigation. There's also plausible police involvement. So far, he isn't, like I said, these are all silver charges. But Busby says that he has reached out to the Houston police to find out if any crimes have been committed. And Houston police said, quote, we are unaware of any contact at this point. But he says that's the next step. And that could be a threat, too. It's like pay up or we'll make these criminal cases. So it's ugly. And as I said, the one bright star, really the only star, and it was a bright, shining, great star in Deshaun Watson. Now that has turned sour. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Receive a $5 rebate by trading up any non-contact thermometer toward an Exogen temporal scanner purchased at any retailer. With COVID continuing to spread, nothing matters more than having an accurate thermometer that's backed by more than 80 published peer-reviewed clinical studies, like the Exogen temporal scanner. Even after getting the COVID vaccine, you should be monitoring for fever to make sure you are protected. Keep your family and yourself safe by trading up your non-contact thermometer for an accurate temporal scanner and a $5 rebate from Exogen, where accuracy matters. Details at Exogen.com.
Oh, I would love that. And then maybe afterwards we can go field herping. That's when you go out and you look for reptiles.
Rick Tittle once threw a tennis ball at a donkey.
Hey, thanks for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. This just coming down a couple minutes ago, Dominic just let me know, thanks Dominic, that Elgin Baylor has just passed away at the age of 86. And, of course, a Laker through and through, started off in Minnesota. But this is a statement just put out by the Los Angeles Lakers. Former Lakers player and Hall of Famer Elgin Baylor passed away peacefully of natural causes today in Los Angeles at the age of 86. Baylor was surrounded by his wife, Elaine, and his daughter, Crystal. Elaine said, "Elgin was the love of my life and my best friend, and like everyone else, I was in awe of his immense courage, dignity, and the time he gave to all fans. At this time, we ask that I and our family be allowed to mourn his passing in privacy." Wow, that's sad. We'll get back to that in just a second, but we do have our guest, Matthew Leach. And he joins us from his home country of England. His new movie of Country of Hotels. And you might remember that we had the director on last week, Julio Maria Martino. Matthew, welcome to the show. From where are you calling in Blighty right now?
I am calling from up north in Blighty, a place called Richmond in North Yorkshire.
Richmond. When I think of Richmond, I think of, south of the Thames and beautiful Richmond Park leading into sort of Kingston and Hampton Court, but you're in a different Richmond.
Yeah, the original Richmond. Actually, do you know what? I've lived in the London Richmond as well. This is a 950-year-old kind of bastide, walled type of castle town up not far from Scotland.
Very nice. I'm actually from Richmond, California, so it's a small world, isn't it?
Well, my mum lives near Richmond, Virginia, so there's a lot of Richmond links.
That's right. And if you think about it, Richmond was the character on the IT Crowd. Okay, I'll move on. Let's talk about, before we get to your new movie, I really liked you as Talbert in Band of Brothers. Am I right to say that you want a little bit of an acting hiatus for a while?
Yes, actually. I am on a hiatus, although it appears that the hiatus is over as I keep being offered roles and things in the coming year. So I think my hiatus is over. I left acting. I was living in LA up to about 2015, and then I went back over to the East Coast near DC, and I started working in construction, and now I'm back in England. And now it appears I'm being dragged back in.
So it's like Pacino. You wanted to get out, and they keep pulling you back. So you wanted to get away from the acting game.
I did. I was done, and then it just keeps sucking me back in. It doesn't help that they've released this movie and everything.
So your talent is irresistible, is what you're saying.
I think the abusive relationship and my my easily flattered nature is what's the problem.
Gotcha. You know, I so loved Band of Brothers, and of course to find out later that, you know, Lieutenant Winters, you know, Damien was English and you were English. What? Why is it that English people and Irish, Scottish actors, that you can play Americans better than Americans can?
I think we can play period Americans better than Americans can, because we don't have the modern accent. A modern accent for Americans doesn't work so well in like 40s stuff. Because we're putting on an accent, it kind of sounds a little oldie worldy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's
not bad. Could you tell us about, did Dale Dye take you through the muck and teach you how to strip down an M1 and throw real grenades and all that to get ready for that?
Yeah, he did. It was like 2 weeks of it, actually. It's funny because I just finished narrating an audiobook for a fella, and he asked me whether I'd do it, and I was like, yeah, sure. And he's like, okay, cool, right, you're on board as the narrator. Now I just need to go back to the production team. And I was thinking, why is there a production team on an audiobook? Turns out it's Warriors, Inc., which is Dale Dye's company. So yeah. After a 20-year hiatus, he's back kicking my ass over every single line, everything I'm getting wrong. I did a trial chapter one, and I just got this, like, call me. And I was like, what? And it's like, it's Dale, call me. What the hell are you doing? And he taught me through exactly what I was doing wrong, and he's been on my case for the last year. But as far as
call you a Nancy boy or a Ponzi hairdresser or a little maggot? Like, what were the kind of the motivating terms that he, I'm sure terms of endearment to motivate you guys as you were training?
I know on Private Ryan, Tom Hanks was known as Turd One, and they were like Turd Two and Turd Three. I think he had a bit of a soft spot for me because I was kind of small and doe-eyed and I didn't look like a soldier. he was good, actually. One time we did a maneuver and it all went wrong, and he marched us back and made it wear our helmets the wrong way round and humiliated us and stuff. But we kind of, once we started to gel, he was more the carrot than the stick with this one. I know it was just the stick for Platoon and a bit of both for Private Ryan, but he was very good at molding a large sum of guys together into sort of would-be soldiers. I've told this story 1,000 times, but not on yours, so I'll tell it anyway. Hey, can I swear? Is that all right?
Yeah, unfortunately, we're like live everywhere, so you can't swear. Okay, you can use a word that sounds like it.
I can beep myself out. Okay, so this is Dale, all right? So within about a week of being on boot camp, we've started to get it together. So he's been, you know, battering us and getting us up at 5 o'clock in the morning, running us and drilling us and all this stuff. And one morning we come out, we have to have parade every morning. One morning we come out on parade and he's got a cell phone. And we all line up, and he's like, easy company, I wonder if I could ask you a favor. And what he wants to do is, it's his daughter's birthday, and he wants us to sing happy birthday to his daughter on a cell phone back in LA. And we're in, like, the mud in South England. And so there are some serious songstresses in the Easy Company, people like Scott Grimes and all these guys who are, like, amazing voices. So we do this rendition, many-tiered rendition of happy birthday to his daughter, and he stood in front of me, and this guy has been giving us hell for a week, and as we finish he kind of goes like, oh honey, did you like that? Oh yeah, daddy misses you. Yeah, daddy misses you a lot. Yeah, well, you have a wonderful birthday. And he can see I'm smirking. I'm under tension, kind of hard tension, but he can see I'm smirking. And without missing a beat he goes like this, he goes, okay, well, you have a happy birthday. Yeah, okay, bye, honey. Bye. What the fudge are you looking at? Right? Right into my eye. But he used a different word to
fuck. Right.
And I shot that.
Well, listen, I could ask. Yeah, that's a great story. I could ask you 100 questions about that series, but we're here to talk about Country of Hotels. And this one, which, of course, was at the Manchester Film Festival and has already been nominated for some awards. This one is, you can't really pigeonhole it, because it's surreal, it's sci-fi-ish, it's black comedy, it's horror, and I guess that's why it's so captivating, huh?
Yeah. It's Italian. That's what you're trying to say, isn't it?
That's it.
It's just an Italian film, isn't it? Julio's a great guy, and he was very Italian made. Like, the crew were Italian, and they, like, the backers were Italian, and they just had their own way of making films, man. And he had a very strong vision. He's from a theatre background, and he'd crafted this like crazy film, and I just sort of came in and did my stuff in this hotel room with Siobhan, and I just thought, well, I don't really know what I'm doing, but it's kind of fun. And when you see it all together, it's a crazy flick, isn't it?
So do you have to, like, redo your SAG card and all that stuff, or do you just, is it like riding a bike?
Oh, how do you mean? What, getting back into acting, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, actually. I think it's just like riding a bike. Everything I do, every post I put on Instagram or whatever, like, my agents are just like, hey, when are you coming back? Like this post, when are you coming back? Are you coming back to LA? When are you coming back? So I just leave it up to those guys.
Well, I think about all the content that we've needed during this pandemic, and with all the, as you know, the British shows, they're all murder mystery shows. It's just content, content, content. If you want to, you could go strength to strength and get this ball rolling again, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I could. Let's do
but
it.
But do you sound like there's a little trepidation there?
No. The thing is I've got, you know, I was an actor for many years, and then I had kids, and the two things don't meld very together. You know, it's like hanging around waiting for someone to give you a call to give you a job. It doesn't sit well with your wife or kids. It's better if you're going somewhere every day and coming back and having done something. I think I'm probably ready to get back on the horse, and as long as I can do something alongside it. Yeah.
That's cool. Last question for you. You know, a lot of times when you do a mini series or a series, a movie, you form a camaraderie and you might have a little reunion. But I would think after what you went through with Dale Dye that you probably still have a real band of brothers with some of those actors you were with, right?
Absolutely. And actually, weirdly enough, I've started doing a sort of live Zoom event. We sort of like sell tickets to it, and I host it. And I sort of get guys on, and we just banter about the old days, and we talk about the episode. I'm doing it episode by episode. So the next one I'm doing is episode 9, and I'm getting Ross McCall, who played Lee Gott, on, and Rick Gomez, who played Lars, and some other sort of guys that I'm not supposed to talk about yet. And it's chaos, man. It's absolute chaos, because I try and ask sensible questions, but it just degenerates into a sort of code. Paul Sanchez, who directed the Platoon documentary, we've been chatting to him about it, and he's like, I watch it and I love what you're doing, but I know there's a code. You guys are kind of talking in a weird language that only you understand, because you've hung out so much and been through some weird stuff together. But it's not, I mean, they're the type of guys that you can not see for 15 years and then walk into a room and then they can crack you up straight away with a look or just some impersonation or something. It's like having a whole bunch of, little brothers, I think. Like everybody's little brother. Like, you just can't help mucking around with them. Do you know what I mean? I mean, there's like people like Michael Cudlitz is probably everybody's big brother. Like, he's the big, smart, sensible, successful, like, strong one we all slightly fear, who's a lot cleverer than us, but he's coming on as well. But yeah, it's like having a bunch of little brothers, really.
Yeah. Well, that's why they called him Bull, right? I mean, he was the guy. All right. Well, you've been speaking with Matthew Leach. Almost the Michael Cudlitz. We've been speaking with Matthew Leach. Movie is Country of Hotels, and it is available. It made its debut at the Manchester Film Festival. Hey, listen, Michael, great talking to you, man. And I enjoyed you as Floyd Talbert. So get back out there, man.
Thanks, man. Will do.
All right, appreciate it. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you saying that I put an abnormal brain into a 7.5 foot long, 54 inch wide gorilla? Is that what you're telling me?
This is the only sports talk show that features a Rhodes Scholar, but he ain't here today. Now, back to Rick Tittle.
All right, before we leave you, once again, Elgin Baylor has passed away. Sorry to relate that story. 11-time All-Star, 10-time All-NBA player, one of the greatest players of all time, the first player to ever score 70 points in a game, still has the highest score in an NBA Finals game at 61. Thing I can't believe, though, and I remember him decades, he was the GM of the Clippers, never won a title. I did not know that. In fact, when he retired in 72 because of bad knees, the Lakers finally won. He lost to the Celtics a bunch of times. But still, rookie of the year, he averaged a double-double for his career. He averaged 27.4 points and 13.5 rebounds a game. It's before the three-point shot. He averaged 27 and 13.5 per game. It's absolutely unreal. Anyway, condolences to him and the NBA as well. He's one of the all-time greatest. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pac-Man.